In brief, a sudden change in the midterm and long-term forecast seemed to promise rain. Friday update. It seems we avoided a major fire event again, phew. We did have a dry line set up from west of featuring Collins to the airport and down to the Palmer Divide midday. Thunderstorms took off and produced our first lightning, if not much rain, in a long time. But the upper air pattern is taking a turn. What looked like another 7 to 10 days of dry weather just 48 hours ago, now holds the promise of some real rain. There are two main rain events, Sunday p.m. to Monday a.m. and again Tuesday p.m. to Thursday a.m., Figure 2 update. Beyond that, there seems to be an ongoing chance of showers as well. Our first precipitation event promises about 0.1 to 0.25 inch of water for Broomfield and about 0.25 inch for Longmont, Figure 3 update. I don't think it can be believed, the GFS suffers from what is called convective feedback and overdoes thunderstorm-based precipitation, but if it is true, the next 10 days brings 1.5 to 2 inches of water to Broomfield and 2 to 2.5 inches of water to Longmont. Rainfall around Fort Collins and to the west and out on the plains tops 3.5 inches. Again, I bet we see rainfall, but maybe totals closer to one-third road to one-half what Figure 4 update shows. This will be a fun test. Figure 2 update. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com. Figure 3 update. The 4-day rainfall total from weather5280.com and the GFS Figure 4 update. The 10-day rainfall total from weather5280.com and the GFSN Friday update. Thursday update. There is a chance of showers Sunday p.m., Monday a.m. and again Tuesday, Wednesday. Not great chances, but real chances. Sadly, in the meantime, we have very warm temperatures leading into the end of the week and a good 12 to 18 hours of strong northwest, coming from the northwest, winds. Be careful and alert concerning fire sources. More later. Figure 1 update. The forecast sustained winds noon Friday from the GFS and weather5280.com and Thursday update. Forecast discussion. We enter the weekend with a number of warnings and advisories across the region as a large storm system departs the state, Figure 1. Oddly, Longmont and Broomfield just narrowly escape, at this time, being included in any of them. The low center of this system is already up in the Dakotas heading for Canada, Figure 2. Temperatures remain in 50s and 60s through Monday. A short wave does bring 30 to 40% chances of precipitation during the day Sunday, Figure 3. Rainfall amounts should remain very light, Figure 4. Figure 1. The NWS watches and warnings graphic Figure 2. The Saturday AM water vapor satellite image from NOAA. Red, oranges are dry air, gray and white is moist air. Purples, blues are clouds and high icy clouds. Figure 2. The 10-day graphical forecast from weatherunderground.com for Denver. The longer range forecast. We return to the 80s pretty quickly midweek, Figure 3. Another cold front arrives Friday bringing a cool down and small rain chances again, Figure 4. Snow should remain mostly light and confined to the higher elevations, Figure 5. Figure 4. The precipitation, liquid equivalent, forecast from weather5280.com and the GFS. Figure 5. The 10 to 1 ratio snowfall forecast from weather5280.com and the GFS.